This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the Good Day program now with a focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding, and your thoughts, because we have social media commentary in here that Jay will bring us into in a little bit. But we go through the charts by the numbers from this past week, November 28th to December the 2nd. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Jennifer, who normally joins us, Jennifer Horn, is unavailable this week. So we will take upon ourselves here, Jay, the important task of getting to the actual rhyme and reason. Some of the
why
things
people
that
are in the news.
Yeah, right, exactly. And why the stories are important. And you can contribute, by the way, if you'd like, on our social media standings, the social media, what's the better word for the social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And at Twitter, it's at, it's Good Day On Air. You can also participate by going to gooddayshow.com. That's where all the charts are listed, along with the talkers.com website. So at number 10 on the story list, I think this is very appropriate. We spent a good deal of time on the Good Day program this week talking about Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, what she contributed to American, and not just to American pop culture, but to the world of music.
Yeah.
And the world of music is for the world. Fleetwood Mac, one of the great, not good, but great performing groups. All of these people that are in there are artists, and McVie was one of those.
Known.
Yeah.
All, just very deserving of all of their accolades.
Yeah, right. There's something, you make love and fun. Everything, I've heard that song so many times since the other day when she passed away. But it is, it's a great song. Isn't that fun? Think about it. You make love and fun. Number 9, the World Cup. Man, what a fiasco. What in the world is going on with all of this hoopla? And it mostly starts with the Iranians and then goes uphill, downhill, side hill from there. And it goes on. This thing seems like it's been going on forever. How long has this actually been going on, the World Cup series? And is it this long every year?
Just since the end of last week, really, because you have the different groups, then they have to get down to 16 teams, and then it becomes the knockout until there is one left standing.
So as we do this program, there is a bit of controversy and a question about why Japan's goal against Spain stood despite appearing, and I'm looking at a picture of this and some of the video, it went out of bounds, out of play, so to say. They were playing in Qatar. This dumped Germany out of the World Cup. Japan scored it to take the lead during its 2-1 win over Spain. So I don't know why would the win over Spain dump the Germans out? I guess that the Germans, I don't get how they score all of this stuff. And maybe I'm not supposed to, but
Was this still with the group play? Because it's a point system. So if they end up getting more points from their game.
And
like I've said this week, I'm so bad at this because
Much better than I am.
So if they were still, if they hadn't fully made it to their 16 round yet, then that they probably were kicked out because of the point system.
All right. Got it. Thank you. That was very good. All right. Next up at number 8, kind of down toward number 1, the situation in Ukraine. The Russians are getting their hats handed to them in a manner of speaking. I don't know, other than the sort of one-upsmanship, a way Ukrainian can say, a small country, 56 million people? 56 million people live in Ukraine versus, I think, about 230 million live in Russia. And so, the Russian population is less than ours, even though they cover a lot more ground. The country's a lot bigger, but it's a horrible place, between Siberia and basically places in southern Russia, not bad. That's why they want to get a hold of Ukraine, because of the ability that they have to grow certain crops well there. They have lots of assets.
Putin's desire to do up the Soviet Union again and be the one to do so.
Right. Yeah. No, he's not going to be able to do that, I'm telling you for sure. Okay, let's see here. At number seven, the relationship between Twitter and Apple. So I see that Elon Musk has said that he squashed the beef he had with Tim Cook, who is the fellow that runs Apple. After they said they had a productive meeting, Elon says he met with Tim Cook. They enjoyed a tour of Apple together in California, their headquarters. And then they got down to brass tacks.
Called the whole thing a misunderstanding about potentially being removed from the App Store.
Remember, Elon went nuclear on Apple to begin the week, though.
Elon, the way he tweets is very reminiscent of former President Trump.
Yeah.
Where it almost feels like anything that comes to his mind is coming out his fingertips.
Well, under the circumstances. No, it's not. It's thought-provoking. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. And so he apparently tagged Tim Cook's account on Twitter, and that got a response. They sat down. Elon says Tim was clear that Apple never considered removing Twitter from the App Store.
So where that misunderstanding came from, we don't know. But here's one of the fascinating things. If you are not familiar with Twitter, when you tweet something out, there's a little thing at the bottom of that tweet that says which device you are using, and pretty much all of Elon's tweets come from
Apple.
An iPhone.
So there you go. There's a reason in and of itself, right? To make sure things are good. All right, let's see here. Number six is China. All right. So the Chinese are having a tough time, and they deserve every bit of the problem. They are doing the whole business about restrictions, the COVID restrictions. The government has showed a willingness. No, they're buckling into all the protests from people far and wide in China who are sick. Now they're finally getting the information about COVID and what it did to the Chinese economy. And the fact that it started there, the fact that it was planted in the world arena, the world stage by them, they were up to no good. And now 2.5 or 3 years later, they're being caught with the leadership of China with their pants down. And so now all of the nationwide protests calling for the removal of Xi, the president, the fact that China has very low vaccine rates, and that's what the people who are protesting say, we want to have the vaccine. You're not making it available because you're making it and selling it elsewhere around the world. So this brings into question a lot of things, doesn't it, really, when you get down to brass tacks? First of all, why are we having the vaccines?
Irony.
Yeah, exactly. Very ironical. But why are the vaccines made there? Because the drug companies want to have them made where they're cheap so they can make more money. Are they ever going to think about anything but the bottom line? There's got to be more to life and to how we live than always looking for the bottom line. At some point, you got to look for quality, not quantity. Do the bean counters that run all these corporations, not only here in America, but around the world, they see that? And apparently people are beginning to see it because the economy in China is suffering because of what they created with COVID. Duh. Anyway, I don't know. I find the whole thing is they're vulnerable. It's too bad the people have to pay. Maybe this is the takeaway. Too bad the people have to pay, in some cases with their lives, because of the scurrilous nature of their no-good leadership. And, you know, the continuing focus on how the Chinese government says, we can be communists and capitalists at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? I guess
they believe they can.
They have. They've successfully.
So much censorship happening too.
Yeah, censorship is what people are railing against as well, and unemployment. I mean, the country's in turmoil, and it doesn't get played up for some reason in our news media. and even in the world stage. This doesn't hasn't been played up now because there's so much of it, it can't be ignored. But how long have we been talking about it? The little bits and pieces that I've pulled out of things like the Epoch Times, but elsewhere, of what was going on. It just seems nobody wanted to tell the story because they're all afraid of big, bad China. Maybe I'm not smart enough to be afraid of big, bad China, the big Chinese bear, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see the story this week? Did we talk about this on the air or off the air about the bear? There's a movie, a true movie that Elizabeth Banks has produced and directed about a bear who is addicted to cocaine.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
What's it called? It's like Cocaine Bear or something like
that,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah,
right.
It's a true story of this bear that just got into some cocaine and ran wild. I don't recall talking about this specific story, the real story, but I do know that we discussed a similar, somewhat similar story. It wasn't cocaine, but it was some kind of honey that was cross-pollinated
laced
with some psychedelic flowers or something like that.
It was some meth. I think it was meth. So
it was something.
That sounds scary as hell.
Kind of situation, and a bear got into it and was just basically like stoned off its behind in sitting in the back of a truck, like a tailgate of a truck.
Yeah, I have great respect and regard for Elizabeth Banks. I think she's a good actress. She's a good television host.
And she's
obviously very smart.
She's highly educated.
Yeah, she grew up in Western Mass. She's from Pittsfield. But she was trying everything. She's been television, been in a lot of movies. She's produced movies, directed movies, the last Charlie's Angels movie. But she's done something even since then. And now this bear thing. She was in a movie. Oh, I know what it was. There was a movie that came out a month or so ago about a woman suffering from breast cancer. And she was the star of that. It was very provocative. It didn't get as usual. It was like a Netflix thing. So they didn't want to put it out in the theaters. They'd rather have people watch it at home. Don't get me going on that. You talk about going bananas with the story of Netflix and Apple TV and all that stuff. Okay, well, we've got lots of food for thought here at 18 after. This is the Good Day Overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air. So I'll thank you twice, Elizabeth, as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way. That's why you need Calitrin.
There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. There's nothing in it that will make you feel sick or jittery. There's nothing that's going to make your heart race. There's nothing that's going to interfere with any medications at all. It rebuilds lean muscle tissue, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. So it does take time for it to get into your system and work. Most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss in the first month of taking the product. You're sleeping better. You're waking up with more energy. Even joint pain, it starts to subside.
All right, so let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. This is the one that everybody waits for to stock up and save because it is unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy five, get five. Unlimited. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our late in the week overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Comments and thoughts regarding some of the stories of the week on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. I wonder if Elon Musk looks at our Twitter account. What do you think? Big time if he does.
Ooh, yeah. Especially if we were to tweet at him, use his handle in a tweet. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I'm a little afraid of him. I've been a little too nervous to tweet at him.
Oh, come on.
Get us banned or anything.
Oh, come on. All right. So
his minions on us.
Yeah. All right. People and their thoughts on the charts this week. Will you please go through some of these with us so we can acknowledge the folks that took the time to respond to some of our questions and to think about some of the issues of the week, Jay?
Yes. John Johnsy asks, how is Adam Schiff not brought up on charges for lying to Congress during Trump's impeachment?
Well, because there are so many other people who have lied, there'd be a forever, it'd be like forever in court. Adam Schiff is a gas bag, and if you acknowledge him, you see, you give these people too much power. That's the problem. The news media gives them more power than they have. He's a gas bag phony. And you just understand that when anything comes out of his mouth, he's an advocate for his own positions on things. And so with that in mind, you know, you just kind of, okay, so what? Next. Mm-hmm. All right, so next.
Next. Teddy Cosmos says, Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, and Fuentes is an obvious setup with Mitch and Pelosi at the helm. They are taking advantage of someone who is mentally ill.
That's nonsense. Nobody's taking advantage of anything. This guy puts himself out there. Why does, Mr. Cosmos, why do you think that everything is all about how bad Pelosi, well, the leadership, I'm certainly happy to take shots at any of these culprits, but
these two things are related.
No, not at all. Okay, well, next.
He's definitely encouraged to act a certain way because he still has such a fan base. And he refuses to get help for his mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Terry Seavey says the protests in China, Russia's invasion on Ukraine, and the World Cup happenings are the only news stories that matter right now.
Really? Isn't that interesting? China, I'm with him on that. The invasion, I'm with him on that. I don't think you don't have a hat trick here, sir, with me. The World Cup doesn't mean a damn thing to me. But to a lot of people it does. That's why people are paying attention to it. Yeah. All right, what's Melody got on her mind?
All right, now, missing from the charts is the story of the uber-expensive fashion house Balenciaga being struck down for its hideous ad campaign featuring little children 3 or 4 years old in sexualized poses.
Yeah.
Why is this not on the list?
Yeah.
There are children holding these bondage-dressed bears. This is how babies and children become victims and pedophiles. Who are the victims of pedophiles who prey on the innocent, and I hope Balenciaga fails. This is something that we've discussed throughout the week, but yes,
yeah.
It's not on the charts.
It is not, and maybe it's because we take a different approach to a lot of the stories. This is not a political story, and many, if not most, of the things that register on the charts have to do with political people and issues, that sort of thing, coming
Even
and going.
The World Cup has underlying political information to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Does anybody still care if public figures get COVID?
Yeah, that's the question. Bill Clinton said that he has a mild case. Susan Aspiotes says some things should be private, and even celebrity/public figures deserve this. A lot of times they're the ones putting this out there, kind of seems to serve their own agenda of whether or not to be vaccinated.
Yep.
Jeff Schmidt says, of course we care, but do we need to hear about it every time? I think it's considered old hat at this point, and there are obviously more impending issues that we should be addressing.
All right. There they are, some of your thoughts. Thanks for sharing. Keep sharing on our social media here on the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Obama campaigned in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock told the crowd that they had to go out and do it one more time. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams also counted on President Obama to get elected. She lost as Governor Brian Kemp was reelected. Warnock is facing a strong challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. The runoff election is scheduled for December 6th. France's President Macron has been in Washington for a couple of days. It's his second visit to the United States since taking office in 2017. At a fireside chat at the White House, the French leader describes what is in his talks with President Biden.
We will discuss climate change and biodiversity and the common actions in this field, health, and a lot of global topics where our alliance is so critical.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Christmas is in the air. It doesn't take away from our discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. As we get closer to Christmas, it'll be more of a part of, I'm sure, that week of Christmas. It becomes part of the story list from Talkers Magazine, which is what we're going through. Jay Kushner and I, Jennifer's not with us this week. We're sort of mingling in among the stories. Sometimes this is a companion hour to the piece that I do with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He is here with us every week as well, talking about some of these things and the ancillary stuff going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Number five item this week is a discussion of the student loan program, the forgiveness of it, and I think we've covered that fairly well, mostly because of my angst about it. You think that's true, Jay? We talk about more things because I'm...
Yeah, and I feel like we keep echoing it. It's like a broken record because we keep saying the same thing where it sounds good in theory and it's...
Yeah.
It's, obviously, it's good for whoever can take advantage of it, who needs it. That's wonderful, but it does not fix what the issue actually is.
Nope. It doesn't. It doesn't fix it at all. I don't know. Most of all that needs to be said has been said. So I kind of want to bounce to the people list for a moment, because at number five, I should probably go through the list just quickly. Christine McVie is at 10. Elon Musk and Tim Cook tied for number 9. Stuart Rhodes is at 8. Adam Schiff is at 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Number 5, tie between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. Herschel Walker more and more appears to be someone who is distanced from the truth, much as anything else. And I thought one of the interesting parts of the story that came out of Georgia this week, Jay, was the fact that the lieutenant governor has said he didn't vote for either one of them. Which is, his name is Jeff Duncan. He's the outgoing lieutenant governor of Georgia. He's a Republican, but he said that he couldn't find any reason to vote for Herschel Walker or Raphael Warnock. That's an amazing statement. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Exactly. Yeah. Good for them, because you know what? Too often we are voting for, we're not voting to put somebody in office. We're voting to keep somebody out of office.
And that's
just awful.
Yep. He said, I was thinking about it. I was going in to vote, and then I sat and thought about it for an hour or so, and then I went in to vote. But that tells you, and I think this is it. When are the people running? You see, the parties themselves, that mechanism that has a stranglehold on the reality of how elections are conducted. Most people, when you look at the polls or in circumstances like ours, when we talk to folks or they're sharing their thoughts with us on social media after we've talked about something on the air, this whole business of the Electoral College to a point, but more the confusion that surrounds, it's like people feel, and I think they're right, that the leaders of the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party and the Democratic National Committee and the party are purposely trying to confuse and misuse their authority to screw up the election process to get it to go in their favor. That's how much control they have, way too much control, over a process that should be 100%. The American public should be guaranteed that their vote, this is a sacred right of Americans. And to have it footballed around like these GD politicians are doing to try to get a strangle. And I mean, that woman, Carrie Lake, who says before the election, the egomaniac that she is, if I don't win, it'll be a crooked election. Who the hell
like
are you?
Ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but back to what is going on in Georgia, neither of these candidates, and I think I said this early on, neither of them are special in any way. Neither of them have any real good grasp of the issues or have a good reason for being a senator, except I want to be. Right. I want to be famous. I want to be well known.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to serve the public? You think Herschel Walker gives a damn about the people? He doesn't even live in Georgia, as it turns out. What did
you say? Apparently his rental his property in Georgia was put up as a rental property last year or the year before. But also think about all these people who look at athletes or other celebrities who are not in politics, who try to throw their hat in the ring or say how they feel about certain things. And people are always like, shut up and do what your main job is, or shut up. And play this sport or whatnot. And where are those people regarding Herschel Walker? Because he's a football player.
Yeah. There. Well, if you're a particular party and it's news radio oriented, news talk radio oriented, they get a pass. Oh, he's a wonderful, imagine how wonderful it is to have a black man as a major Republican candidate. Why should it make any difference whether he's black or white? Why should it make any difference whether he was a football player or not? He's not qualified. And then you could say, well, what qualifies him? I think being able to tell the truth is probably one thing. It's like I've said about Fetterman in Pennsylvania. He's not qualified to be a senator either. And you can say, well, who are you to say that? I'm telling you, if I was in Pennsylvania, I wouldn't have voted for either of those two guys either. I would probably have leaned toward voting for Dr. Oz, because I think he's pretty smart. He's made a few gaps. That's not true. I probably would have voted for Oz if I lived in Pennsylvania. But I wouldn't vote for either of these two boobs that are in Georgia by any stretch of the imagination. I'd have left it blank, or I'd have written Jay Kirshner's name in.
Well,
she's more qualified.
You.
Yeah.
I have written NOPE, N-O-P-E, as write-in before, because when voting for somebody who was running unopposed.
Yeah.
And there was nobody else to really write in. It was like, you know what? Just we don't need a mayor.
No.
No mayor is better than that mayor.
Right. Again, remember the stories of the dog that get elected someplace in Montana as the mayor?
Yes.
Now that sounds like an answer to the problem right there. Okay, so let's see here. Kevin McCarthy, he's on the people list. What more can you say about him? He's another one of these phony balonies that is just looking for a chance to wear his $1,000 suit. Okay, number three on the list is Kanye West. And I'm not sure there's anything else to be said about this. People try to couple it with the number one on the stories list, which is Trump and what's going on with him. But there's not much that hasn't been said about Kanye West, whether it's individually or the fact that he brought Nick Fuentes to lunch. And Trump seems to be, and all the people who support him are trying to come up with a back. I love listening to a couple of talk radio hosts this week try to cover this up. You sound foolish. There's no covering up that this guy is a jerk, Fuentes. He's a jerk. And not only doesn't disqualify him from speaking to a potential president of the United States, but people who deny the Holocaust or people who are anti-Semitic like that, how do they have a place on the stage? They represent a thought. A lot of people, unfortunately, agree with them. I say unfortunately because this isn't about anti-Semitism as much as it is anti-historical. It's maybe a combination of both. And maybe, Nick, do yourself a favor. Watch Schindler's List. Go find a copy of it and watch it. Or find it playing on TV someplace. At any rate, all right, so I'm getting worked up. So maybe.
Hopefully so, too.
Yeah, I just think this guy has no reason for occupying time and space and taking oxygen out of the room. Maybe that's it. At any rate, we'll pause for a moment here. You're listening to our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world based on the charts published and prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, 45 at the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side with opinions, stories. Well, you know what we didn't, I just forgot a minute or two ago when we were talking about what's going on with Elon Musk. If you didn't hear this, he suspended Kanye from Twitter after Kanye posted a swastika.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten about that. Another way. So, under the circumstances, are we giving, with all the attention, it seems the news media loves to make an example, or to, in a sense, pick on somebody. I mean, you can make that argument about Trump, because he's a good foil for people who want to exercise control over what you think. I don't need you to tell me what to think about Donald Trump. I don't need you to tell me what to think about Kanye West. It's pretty obvious without all the editorializing, even in the way they place these stories, the New York Times is notorious for putting their advocacy pieces on the front page and trying to have you think that it's news. All the news that fit to print, baloney. All it is a rat pack of poisonous positions on things, and it's just, man.
It also depends on the person, not what they're doing, because look at Kanye West. He is still in the news. I heard a Kanye West song on the radio the other day, and Morgan Wallen, I'm not a fan of Morgan Wallen, and I'm not defending him, I'm just pointing this out, that he called one of his friends a racial slur, and he was essentially put in a cancel culture timeout for a year.
Yeah. Yep. Well, listen, it doesn't always have to make sense, does it? The Joe Biden position as number one on the people is pretty obvious that it is what it is. It's always number one, or he is pretty much all the time. The guest for the first state dinner that Joe Biden had for Mr. Macron, the leader of France, 330 people were invited to the White House for a dinner. Pretty interesting list of folks who were invited. I wasn't invited, and you weren't invited, right?
Oh, I was. I had an RSVP now. I had other obligations.
Really? Sorry about that. Look at everybody's talking about the dress that Jill Biden wore and the gown that Mrs. Macron, this is the governors who were there and the stars. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was there. And Stephen Colbert, one of the biggest phonies in the world, was there. So why does he get invited and I don't? It's, you know, it just shows you, or you don't. It just shows you that if you're on the side, and this is, I guess this is the way it's played. You know, you listen to Stephen Colbert every night, wasting your time and everybody else's with his blah, blah, blah. And the fact that he's a big liberal and a supporter of Joe Biden. Okay, let's make sure he's on the list. We want all of them who support. Man, that's the way it works. You got the bully pulpit? Yep. Robin Roberts, the anchor from Good Morning America, another one. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see who else was there. Jennifer Garner, John Legend. Let's see, the guy who's the president of the Navajo Nation. I didn't know they had a president. Did you? No, there was a separate president
of the Navajo Nation.
Oh, he showed up. Poet laureate. Let's see. Jennifer Garner was wearing velvet. It was kind of cold in New York.
Who cares what she was wearing, but at the same time, is there a bad thing anybody can say about Jennifer Garner? She is a true treasure.
Nah. Yep, she's the best one on the list as far as I can see. Nancy Pelosi was there, and she did not sit at the same table as Kevin McCarthy. So Biden did invite at least one Republican. I know there were a bunch. There were Republicans who were there, but anyway, I just look at the comments and... apparently, Pelosi got to sit at the head table with the Bidens and the Macrons. McCarthy didn't. It's like, isn't it like playing in a sandbox? It's like, it's right. It's just like child's play. It is. I sit in the big table. You don't.
It's like the popular kids.
Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination. Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now we're happy to have the presence of His Eminence Nicholas Q. Miles here on the program, having just got off a plane from Munich. So you were over there checking out what kind of cars, what was the deal, why'd you go to Munich?
BMW took me over there to show me the vehicles that are coming in the future, and it was quite a mouth drop. We'll be able to talk about those come CES, which happens in January, which I'm sure we will be there. We will be there for you, Mr. Steffen.
Thank you, Mr. Miles.
Yeah. The future is very bright. It was very bright. There's a hint of what's coming. The future is very bright. But
so that means the colors of the cars are like they have star speckles and stuff on the paint. Is that the paint?
Yeah, you're going to wait. So you're very close, actually, and we can talk about what they did last year. Was last year they showed a paint that actually changed color.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. Really? I missed that one.
Yeah, so the car actually physically can change color while you drive. You can change the color of the car. They're going to take it a stage further this coming year, more to be revealed. But it's not – there's a lot of companies out there go, oh, we can do that. You know, here you go. And they should have showed something else. But other companies are showing the same thing where you have to turn the lights out and it sort of changes color. But then as soon as you have no power to the car, it changes back to its original color. That's, now, BMW actually really have a paint that changes color. And if the power's not there, the new color stays on when it changes. So it's a real paint that really changes color. And that, you know, it brings up a whole bunch of stuff, like what if a cop's chasing you and you change your car color, that sort of stuff. There's a lot of interesting car questions. And if you have a white car and it gets muddy, can you make it white again? Or loads of really cool questions came out. So, but this year they're going a whole bunch in new stuff coming out on top of that as well. It was fascinating, and we'll find more about that at CES. The BMW are doing crazy stuff. All these car companies are inventing stuff and talking about new stuff every year, and BMW are like, most of these guys doing stuff that just doesn't make any sense. And what they're doing is doing stuff that really makes sense. Why are we trying to make electric cars that do ranges of 1,000 kilometers when people don't drive 1,000 kilometers? You know, that's what trucks do. Most people, they stop and they go to the bathroom for half an hour. Well, you know, if you have to, let's just plug the car in, because as soon as you put batteries in cars that are that big, they become so expensive and so weighty, it doesn't make any sense for people buying cars that are $300,000. So they're not concentrating on that. They're concentrating on real life stuff that people actually want to buy.
Sounds like stuff that you'd see in the next Fast and Furious movie in fact, colors changing on a car.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about deliveries for popular brands. We've all been hearing the stories, and some of us have complained because we can't get new cars, and the price of used cars is crazy, although that seems to be modifying a little bit. So who's on the up and up when it comes to deliveries?
Yeah, it's interesting that reporting for car sales, a lot of people have gone to every 3 months now, so it's hard to tell who's doing well and who isn't. But the Japanese brands are reporting every month now on how they're doing. So they're actually doing really well. It looks like the sales for the last month are starting to trickle in. And some people are up as much as 10%, 52% for Toyota, Subaru up 43% in sales in the last month. We're on track to get to maybe 15 million cars at the end of the year, which is a lot better than was predicted. You know, we were almost at 17 million sales a couple of years ago.
For the pandemic.
And the pandemic. And then we were like, oh, we could be as low as 11 million sales. Mm-hmm. But we're maybe on track for 15 million sales at the end of this year. So it looks like it could be getting back to where we were originally. It's not as bad as we thought. We hate to see these car companies making huge amounts of money in the pandemic, which they were doing. But sales are actually creeping back up. So it looks like it could be making some serious, you know, we could be making some serious sales dents. But we won't know how the Americans brands did until the end of December. And that time in the first few days of January.
Interesting. The car names, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, Subaru, and Honda. Those are all Japanese brands and all do very well. All right, Nick, thank you. Nick Miles here from rautoexpert.com on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.